Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, a Detroit Lions podcast hosted by lifelong Lions fans. UJ.
It seems apparent to me that the most intellectual football fans tend to be Lions fans.
Bob.
Stafford is the best quarterback in football. Remember what you saw here. Tell your grandkids. Don't forget.
Red Dog.
I believe we're on the precipice of a new era of Detroit Lions football dominance.
Connor.
Patricia looks like Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka out there, an absolute blueberry on the sideline.
And I'm your host, Big Z. The media knows nothing. The Detroit Lions 2021 Super Bowl champs. We can't wait for this upcoming season. Relax, it's time for the pod. Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are here on an emergency podcast. And why is
that?
That is because the Lions have finally fired Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia. It's been a less than interesting ride during this tenure here. But I'm Big Z, and breaking it down is the rest of the Kool-Aid crew. So we got UJ.
Hey, everybody.
Rud Dog.
Yo.
And Connor.
Hey.
So it's been about an hour. We've had to process this information. The Lions waited an extra Black Friday, I don't know, holiday or something, but they waited a day and a half to fire him after the Thanksgiving catastrophe. We're not going to get into that game at all. We don't need to. It was the same old song. Besides the three turnovers and eight plays, that was a new wrinkle, I guess you could say.
new record.
like a lot of people say, the Lions like to find new creative ways to lose.
Yeah. They weren't the Texans like one of the worst teams at generating turnovers too?
They were last in the league. So, but as a result of that game and many other games, obviously during the last 3 years, Matt Patricia fired, Bob Quinn fired. So I mean, just what was your reaction? Was it yay? Was it let's go to UJ first, our longest tenured Lions fan.
Well, first of all, yay, yes, absolutely, this needed to be done. There was no doubt. It was almost cruel to keep him on. If anybody's been watching the interviews after the game with Patricia, it's so sad. I mean, and they keep saying, "So, do you think he'll be working by next week, or do you think he'll still have a job next game?" I'm just doing the best I can, you know. We go to work every day. No, it's the same thing. It was cruel, it was heartless, but he had to do it, you know. I'm just so glad this team was going nowhere and in spectacular fashion. So it's this is the best thing they could have done. Do it now, not wait till the end of the season. I'm glad they did it. Now it gives us hope for something new, at least. So anyway.
Connor.
I mean, this obviously needed to be done, and we're all happy. And, I mean, all these former Lions are coming out, like Ziggy and Slay and A'shaun Robinson are tweeting out all these things about how, like, they're so happy he's gone, more or less. It seemed like he created this really toxic environment and never justified it with any sort of wins. So I'm definitely very excited. I'm very curious to see where they go next.
And we'll get to that in a moment. But, Rud Dog, what's your reaction here?
I mean, I feel like we already processed this a while ago. We knew this was coming. Just was a matter of time. Hopefully those players from, you know, former players speaking up represent something in this locker room it'll be a addition by subtraction that when Patricia leaves, hopefully it'll leave room for a more positive vibe in the locker room, and maybe we'll get a little bit of a resurgence this season. But if not, you know, I'm not expecting anything crazy. But, you know, sometimes you get rid of the head coach and the team plays better. That's all I can hope for right now. If not, you know, let's not win anything else and ruin our our chances at a better draft.
And it seemed like Patricia finally had the locker room this year. Like, this is his year. There's been less reports and everything like that in terms of the locker room and everybody getting together and getting behind Patricia. And now he gets fired. He finally built it after 3 years. But, you know, this is what everything was supposed to be building towards, and it clearly is not working. And that's a big reason why. I mean, the product on the field.
And how deep was that having the locker room? Was that really having the locker room, or was that just sufficiently shutting down arguments against his style? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's enforced his rule by, like, execution effectively. Like, is that ever a good way? Like, someone has a disagreement with your style when you come in and you ask them, like, not just one, but, like,
if it works.
Yeah. And Bob has just joined the podcast in a true emergency fashion.
Wow. He drops in like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So Bob, let's get your reaction.
Oh, well, I'm pleased with this because, well, I'm pleased and displeased because I wasn't big on the hire to begin with, but I was hopeful, and my hopes were dashed because he's been terrible. I mean, you could tell the Patricia era was just winding down, I mean, the last few weeks. And, I mean, he's a good guy. Hopefully he'll do okay in his future, but for the Lions' sake, this is a great move. And Quinn, he's been a mixed bag, but he shot himself in the foot when he tied himself to Patricia. So he needed to go too. So I'm excited about the future now. There didn't seem like much hope with what they were doing right now.
No. So, and can you believe that the Lions fired the coach that called the greatest play in a defensive play in Super Bowl history?
Hard to believe.
How did they do that?
Unbelievable.
They know them, God. Come on. Yeah.
But here's the other thing. I hate this so much. Like, Reggie Bush after the Thanksgiving game said, like, and the Lions fired Caldwell for this? No, the Lions fired Caldwell because all these former Lions players acted like they won a Super Bowl under Caldwell. No, they had like a 200 winning percentage against teams over 500 in the Caldwell era. That Caldwell took a team that was uber talented. Obviously, took them to playoffs that year. But Caldwell hired Joe Lombardi to come over the staff. Awful, awful decision. Cost the Lions a possible Super Bowl run for sure with the defense that he built. Terrell Austin was a good hire, but then they didn't get better after what was Caldwell here? Four years.
Caldwell revisionist.
Yeah, 4 years, and there was there was a reason he got fired. They weren't beating good teams consistently.
No,
and the team looked like they gave up at the end of that season too. So Caldwell, obviously a good guy, very much a player's coach. All the players love him, and then they brought in Patricia, the complete opposite. All the players hate him.
don't call him a good guy in front of you, Jay. It always triggers him.
Yeah, I'm not a Caldwell fan.
No,
everybody uses that the great comparison. Oh yeah, Caldwell sucked. No, I'm sorry, but I'm still mad at him for when he was with the Colts. Okay, I got to say it. One time here, but
said it many times on here.
Yeah, you said it multiple times.
That team would have been perfect, and he shut them down with 2 games left. You don't take that away from guys. Oh, I don't want to go through that again.
Well, let's focus on the Lions.
All right, yeah.
Forget it. Jeez.
It's a Fagoozy, Fagazi, a Woozy, a Wazi. Yeah. You know?
I still think they have more firings to make, though. I really think Rod would be gone.
I agree with you, Connor.
See?
He's the one constant through all these years.
I hear they're hiring some search firm to look for their next GM. Like, they should have a president that knows football who can facilitate the search.
Rod Wood is, I think, it seems like he's really good at the, like, business side of things in terms of, like, the stadium and everything like that, because that job encompasses everything. They should hire a guy that leads the football operations side of that type of side of things. Because I think it's at least from the outside looking in, it looks like Rod Wood is like extremely close to this Ford family.
Oh yeah.
And they trust him a lot. So I don't think he's going to be going anywhere. And from at least from like the stadium side of things and tickets and all that stuff, he seems to be doing a really good job. And obviously, it was his job to like get all the COVID protocols in and stuff like that. And so far, the Lions have been one if not the best in the league in terms of setting that up. So that guy knows how to do something like good from a business side, but the football side of thing, I obviously agree with you on that.
How much does the president have a role in the football side?
Yeah. Why? I don't know. The
president hires the GM, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, Sheila Fordham should break him down, get him rid of him.
It just seems like Lions ownership just keeps hiring people, closing their eyes and praying that it works. But like, I'd just like to see them make a more informed decision. And I don't know if they have the personnel in their front office to do that right now.
Well, let me bring up some names for you. And let's start at that GM position. Now, these are a lot of names probably a lot of people haven't heard, but I can tell you where they, the positions that they've been, and you can kind of, gauge how they performed. So the first one on the list that a lot of people have as a potential GM candidate is a man by name Joe Ortiz, I believe is how you say it. Director of player personnel from the Baltimore Ravens. He's been their director of college scouting for 10 years before being promoted to the director of player personnel in the 2019 offseason. Obviously, the Ravens have had a lot of success in their drafts and building a consistent program over there. And he's been there for 20 years, so he saw Ozzie Newsome operated, and they've been a consistent contender every year. So that's a hot name. Another one, let me see if I can pull it up here. I thought I had it. So another name that's been thrown around a lot is Reggie McKenzie, the former GM of the Raiders. This is the guy that he drafted Khalil Mack, Derek Carr, a few others. He was there for about eight years, so he has a lot of experience. Another name that I think I actually wouldn't mind this hire is the former GM of the Texans, Rick Smith. The Texans were really good. They built a really good roster, and then Bill O'Brien became the GM and kind of burnt it all down really fast. That's a popular name as well. And another name that's been thrown out there a lot. I don't understand why. Maybe I need to learn more about this man. But Champ Kelly, the Bears' current personnel player director, they built a terrible roster, so I'm not sure why his name. But I've seen his name on a lot of lists for both the Falcons.
Defense is really good. Yeah,
that's very true. Yeah. That's very true. Maybe
I think who? Go on.
No. I was saying maybe he just is the defensive GM, and there's an offensive GM.
Yeah. Well, I just think whoever they hire, they should just have like a litmus test, like a little slideshow, like go through a tight end. Is this an okay draft pick in the top 10? And if he says yes, you're off. Anything outside of like a D lineman or linebacker, or O lineman, or quarterback is. Fire him or don't hire him.
So Z, if they go with the Bears guy, the Patriot way's out, the Bear way is in. I think Trubisky will be available. Could be a new era. So.
Oh boy! Now we're really going downhill.
then UJ gets to do a lot more Trubisky impressions.
Oh so. Boy!
at least we'd have a good defense, right?
Hey, but I'll say one thing about Quinn. Okay, he as Rudd Doug said, he did not draft well in the early picks. Not well at all. But he did not leave us in cap hell like previous GMs have done. So the next GM, I think, at least will be able to hit the ground running with a decent setup here. So I'll give him that.
Yeah, he
very
did
true.
His cap space.
What do you think Bob Quinn's biggest fault was? What's his worst draft pick? It's got to be Tease DeBoer, right? Like that's his all time.
No.
No, we're not talking about the player himself because I like Hockenson. I like Okuda, but they were the wrong guys to pick that early in the draft. They should not. They should
his
pick
ultimate
a lead pass rusher. Or
There are other tight ends in this league who were not drafted in the top 10 or even anywhere near the first round who are producing, including Logan Thomas, who we had. I mean, when we didn't have our trenches on the defensive side or offensive side of the ball settled, so I'm it's not Hockenson. I like Hockenson.
And Tom Brady was a sixth rounder, so it doesn't matter where you draft people. Come on.
Yeah, but when you have a top 10 draft pick, you have a chance at an elite player. You take an elite position such as a rush guy, a defensive end or an offensive lineman or something like that. That's where you find those elite guys. And
that's where you build your foundation.
Yeah, and that's what Quinn failed to do.
We don't have an elite pass rusher, and we draft a tight end.
We know that the pass rush is bad.
We needed a tight end in a bad way, I got to say. I think that was a good pick myself, but you can get pass rushers also not in the first
round. I would have hoped it would have addressed the pass rush more in free agency, and that wasn't done either. You didn't need to draft for that. You could have fixed it in other ways, but he didn't explore those either.
Well, like, and then his one attempt was Trey Flowers, who I like Trey Flowers, but he's not an elite pass rusher either.
He's a good
either.
Player, he's but just for his contract,
I would he's put, a really good all around.
I would put Tavai as one of his worst picks. I mean, just as how high right he was now, drafted.
Yeah. I voted
that was a Pro waste to pick
because I'm biased.
Yeah, I voted all Lions for the Pro Bowl.
I mean, I'm not. Really
I mean, Tease DeBoer. I mean, that guy was dead man walking like in training camp immediately. Like he could barely find the field. He got burned constantly. I mean, I thought that was his worst pick by far.
Yeah.
Well, as far as actual players, yes, I would agree.
Let me just tell you something.
When TJ Hockenson catches the game winning touchdown of the Super Bowl, you'll apologize. So that'll be happening about 2 years.
I won't. So. I will not.
I think with nothing to apologize for. If you get TJ Hockenson into an offense, like let's say the Lions hire Eric Bieniemy from the Kansas City Chiefs, look what they've done with Travis Kelce. If you look at Travis Kelce and TJ Hockenson, I think their skill sets are very similar, and Hockenson's arguably a better blocker. So I think if you put Hockenson in the right situation, he's going to become even more elite receiver.
I like that. By the way, he's my number one for head coach.
Andy Reid is the coaching tree we should be looking to, not the Patriots.
Yes.
And that coaching tree is much more successful than Belichick's coaching tree.
Oh, yeah. And just some of the players drafted after Tease DeBoer, Juju Smith-Schuster, Alvin Kamara, Chris Godwin, Kareem Hunt, Shaquille Griffin. Well, Kenny Galladay got drafted in that same draft. Eddie Jackson, the safety.
We're playing that game. Well, look at the guys we could have drafted instead of Hockenson. We got like Brian Burns, who's tearing it up as a pass rusher.
Tearing it up is definitely an exaggeration, in my opinion.
No, he is. He has a ton of pressures this year. Like he's one of the top in the league.
But you just said Trey Flowers is an elite pass rusher, but Brian Burns is. But they like have an equal amount of pressures. So
no, they don't. He has the same as Okwara, who has more pressures than.
Only because Trey Flowers has been hurt, but if you do it over like a course of 16 games, average.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
what's a success? Trey Flowers is an elite pass rusher by your measurement.
Trey Flowers is not the move to focus on, I think, in the Patricia era of Quinn. But
where are the Patriots going to go now that Quinn's gone? They have nobody to trade with.
They'll get some like defensive backs coach role.
Yeah. And I mean, Bob Quinn also gave $22 million to Jesse James, a guy that, way overpaid. I thought they were going to find like success for him in a passing game. They never used him.
Yeah.
And he was just a mediocre blocker at best. He wasn't even like an elite blocker.
Yeah. And Big V paid a lot of money for him, and he's done nothing. I mean, he's been hurt, but whatever.
Yeah, I feel like that's more on the injury side. So that's why it's a little harder to. Yeah. Hit him on that one at least. The Justin Coleman signing hasn't really worked out either. He's elite for about 6 weeks of the season last year, and then it's been kind of downhill for him.
That's a little hard to put that one on Coleman as much because of the way the defense was run. I mean,
yeah,
this defense has been catastrophic on every level, so it's hard to blame any one player.
Yeah, there was one more GM name I wanted to mention. Brad Holmes, he is the college scouting director of the Rams. So that was the other name. I just want to throw all these names out there because when they hire him, we can say we talked about him here first.
All right. Big Z. On top of
her game. Get a longer list. Let me just cover all our bases.
And do we have Kellen Moore for head coach? Is that coming up too?
Yeah.
Sure, Dan Orlovsky wants another job.
Did Kellen Moore? Do we want the Kellen Moore that calls a 10-yard hitch route on 4th-and-1 from your own 35? I don't know if you guys saw it in that game against the Redskins on Thursday, but that's what he did.
But he's been a good coach for them. You got to admit. I know maybe that play was bad, but
you could say that, I guess.
Dak Prescott's 4,900-yard, 30-touchdown season was under his tutelage.
He's Jekyll and Hyde. He's Jekyll and Hyde. Just because, like, last year when he faced the Patriots who had an elite defense last year, it was ugly. So there's up and down to him. I mean, he's really, what is he, 35? Not even 33? So he's got a lot of learning to do still. So as a head coach, I don't know.
I've said this on you before. I'm going to say it again. I want Jim Schwartz back. I think that's the move. I think it's kismet. It's destiny. I think bring him back and let him bring – he got us out of the mire of 0-16. Let him take us the rest of the way now that he's gone through his journey of development.
I mean, the Eagles seem to hate him, so maybe we can get him. At least Eagles fans.
They hate him?
Eagles fans are not – at least earlier this year, not big fans of Jim Schwartz. So.
Yeah, hasn't had a stellar year this year from a coaching. His name's on no list. I haven't seen any momentum towards him. But let me ask a more general question here. Do we want to hire a coach that is known for a good game planner, or do we want a guy that's going to build like a good culture builder? So, for example, the Panthers could have hired Joe Brady as their head coach, who is a great schemer at LSU. Or they could have hired a guy like Matt Rhule, who's known as like a guy that takes bad programs and turns them around and makes them good, and that's kind of what he's doing with the Panthers right now. So that's the difference I'm talking about. Do we want a guy that's like more of a schemer, or a guy that's going to be a culture builder?
I don't know. I would have said during Caldwell that the culture
not the right one. He tried and failed.
Caldwell did it pretty much purely on culture. I mean, they say what you want about the guy, but he got him at least playing, you know, everyone liked him and like bought in and were playing hard, but then everything else he was lacking in. So
they definitely framed Patricia as a culture hire too, though. Like they've talked all over and over again about how cultural.
I mean, that's what he tried to build.
That was the whole thing.
Tried to build. The Lions built a hill for the players to run up on, so they clearly were also in on trying to build this culture the Patriot way.
Well, here's the thing. I want to get a guy who has proven he knows what he's doing. I mean, sure, we can maybe go with a Bieniemy guy. Like, I am intrigued by that because of his success as an offensive coordinator. Is he going to call the plays, though? Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like we've taken a shot at a couple guys, like not at just head coach, but who have come in and not really been what they were before and failed miserably, like Joe Lombardi, and then Cooter now Patricia.
Yeah, Cooter.
Guy who hasn't done it before. I'd like some proven people here.
The only thing about Eric Bieniemy that you have to, you know, be conscious of is that Andy Reid is still the guy that runs that Kansas City team, and you never know who's actually calling more of the plays there, especially when it comes to crunch time. And Eric Bieniemy, before he was the last time he was a true offensive coordinator was at Colorado, and his teams in the 2 years that he's offensive coordinator ranked 109th and 120th in the country in offense. So it's either he's learned a lot since then and he's calling a lot of plays for the Chiefs, or he just kind of worked his way and kind of is a good contributor. But so that's always the pro and con of hiring a guy like that.
I think
that was like Joe Lombardi was actually the water boy for Drew Brees, but they got all that credit for him. Right?
Can I say who I would like to see as at least a front runner here? And I mentioned him in the last podcast is Dennis Allen, the defense coordinator for the Saints. I think he is a really, really good defense coordinator. The players love playing for him. And his defense has always been in the top 10 since he arrived to the Saints like 4 or 5 years ago. He's just like a hard nosed guy. I think we'd really like him a lot. He was a Raiders head coach, for 2 years. The best they finished was 500, but that was also like at the end of the Al Davis ownership era when he was doing a lot of wacky things, like demanding that they draft like the fastest wide receiver in the draft and such. So it's hard to say how much that was. The Raiders went through like 3 head coaches in 4 years. It was a really weird period.
I think we need a guy who can handle players, though, because Patricia.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I like Dennis Allen.
Yeah, Patricia's
that's why I like.
Way of handling personalities was to get them off the team, so they didn't rock the boat or whatever.
Right.
Talented guys, they're going to be different personalities. We got someone who can blend with these personalities. We got rid of great talent because their personalities didn't mesh with our system. Right. We need someone who can take talent and make them mesh.
Did we mention the 49ers? Guy
Robert Saleh.
Yeah. He's from Dearborn.
I didn't get to him yet. I just started to list him off.
I know a lot of people have been high on him on Twitter. And
well, he'd be entertaining, that's for sure.
Yeah,
he is a very energetic sideline presence for sure.
I think we could probably get Jim Harbaugh, guys.
Yeah,
I'm not even gonna add
please. Yeah,
Connor and Bowen, it'd be like,
cut him
he'd
off.
Be happy he's off Michigan, and then
someone cut him off.
But yeah, I like that Allen. I like what you said about Allen, a guy who I don't need a guy who's necessarily been a successful head coach, but guy who has at least knows what it means to be a head coach. Because I feel like it's such a big jump from coordinator to running the whole show, and there's no guarantee of success there. Obviously, there's no guarantee of success everywhere, but like, it's like I feel less sure about a guy who's never been there before. But I like that aspect of a guy like that.
Yeah. Another hot defensive coordinator named Matt Eberflus of the Indianapolis Colts. He's done a really good job with that Colts defense, and his defense is built on a ferocious front four, a strong linebacker. Well, they have Darius Leonard right now, and then just kind of making it work in the back end. But he's turned around Xavier Rhodes' career right there this year. He was also with the Cowboys for many years with DeMarcus Ware, Sean Lee, Jalen Smith, Anthony Hitchens. He was in charge of developing all those guys as well. So he's had over a decade worth of experience as an NFL coach. So that's definitely a name that'll be up there, I'm sure. And I forgot to mention, as another GM possibility, is the assistant GM of the Colts. His name is Ed Dodds. He was promoted to the vice president of player personnel in 2018. Now he's also assistant GM. And they've done a masterful job at drafting defensive players, especially in the second round and later. So that wouldn't be the worst hire either.
Yeah. What about with bringing in Calvin Johnson? I mean, you still don't have to pay him his $1 million. We'll pay him for the new job. We still screw him over.
Give him a bonus. No,
but people have mentioned Spielman if you're going to go in the Lions well as a guy, but I don't know about that.
Ooh.
Spielman as a GM?
Yeah.
No. Ooh.
I personally don't like that idea, coach, but
we've seen that before.
That was Matt Millen.
Yeah, well, I mean, he has Lions history.
Though. That's a little bit of a difference.
Well, they're the same backgrounds, though. That's
Super similar.
Matt Millen,
one-to-one comparison.
Matt Millen played.
Yeah, he was
for the Lions.
Not for the Lions, but he was a great player.
I thought. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, an announcer for a long time before he got hired.
Yeah.
Bring back the Lions. Let's just have Scott Linehan as head coach or something like that.
Oh God.
I don't know. If we're looking for a culture builder type guy, like from the college ranks, like Matt Rhule, a name that's floated out there a lot is Matt Campbell from Iowa State. And if you watch that Iowa State game against Texas this week, he did a great job managing the game to get him in position to win that game. So that is always that he's been in a couple interviews before. So taking a guy from the college ranks, not totally out of the question, I would say.
I wouldn't mind looking towards Ohio State or Alabama. Those are very well run.
Iowa State.
No, I know. I was caveating off that.
Oh, got you.
I think Ohio State or Alabama or Clemson, like those pretty much well-oiled machines, wouldn't be bad universities to look at.
Brian Kelly, steal him away from Notre Dame.
Overrated. They're...
He turned Cincinnati into a relevant program, and then he has Notre Dame consistently competing for the playoffs. So,
yeah, then
however you want to rate him, I would say
Brian Kelly's done a pretty good job at Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's a mirage, but that's just me.
You're just a hater, Hunter. You're just a hater.
They just always get smacked around by actually good teams, and they got lucky with Clemson this year.
It's luck when they win.
When your starting quarterback is out, and you barely beat them. I think there's questions to be asked about.
Yeah, because that other guy who took over really sucked. He was terrible.
Yeah, he only had like 400 yards of offense
awful.
In that game.
He was awful.
Anyways, let's focus back on the Lions here.
Okay.
Hey, can we just all agree, whoever we hire as a head coach, can we just please not get someone who's got a reputation for being like a genius? Because that has not worked out well. Like, Schwartz is like some.
Yeah, let's get the dumbest.
Yeah.
Let's get the dumbest.
Biggest idiot we can find.
At least then we don't have to loosen all the headlines about how smart they are while they go out and lose games.
If he's an idiot and then he does good, we go, wow, this guy is just an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
A few more names to throw out there. Don Martindale, the Ravens defensive coordinator. Again, this also could be linked to the GM. If you get that GM from the Ravens I mentioned, then maybe they hire a Don Martindale because they're very familiar with how to build the system. Yet, so keep that in mind. The GM could have a big – obviously, he's going to have a huge influence on who is hired next. And these connections could be important. Josh McDaniels is always a name that's thrown out there. But, but we don't want that now. We're trying to get away from the Patriot way. Trying to get away.
Dear God.
Arthur Smith, offensive coordinator for the Titans. His name is starting to become really well known in NFL circles. The young defensive coordinator for the Rams this year. By the way, the Rams under Sean McVay, I just want to mention 32-0 when they have a lead at halftime, when they have a lead at halftime and under Sean McVay. And then this Braden Staley guy, the Rams defense this year have only allowed 2 touchdowns in the second half this whole season.
Wow.
2 touchdowns. Can you imagine if the Lions defense only allowed 2 touchdowns in the second half all year? But of course they do have the best cornerback and the best defensive tackle in the league. So 2 of the top 5 defensive players on the same team. So that always helps. And then another name, I mentioned him on the podcast last week, just mentioned him again, Dave Taub, the special teams coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. He's been around for 20 plus years in the league. His name's always floated out there. I think he's taken like 2 or 3 interviews in the past. No one's ever hired him, but special teams coach can be successful. Look at John Harbaugh. So those are some of the names as well. If you guys had to pick up one guy right now, just a guess, just a shot in the wind, who do you think is the Lions' next head coach? Just for fun. It's predictions time for head coach.
I'm saying Chiefs OC, Bieniemy or whatever.
Bieniemy.
Bieniemy?
If you're making me pick now, I'll go Bieniemy.
Okay.
I'll go with Zach's pick, the D coordinator from the Saints.
Dennis Allen, yeah.
Dennis Allen, I'm going with that one.
I'm sticking with what I've been saying. Bring in Jim Schwartz. Complete the cycle.
Okay, well.
Complete the destiny.
That will not be happening. I'll bet my life.
Pretty sure.
I have a question. How do you guys feel, like, back to Connor's point about Rob Woodson, how do you guys feel about the ability of this, like, leader who's left above the GM to actually hire the right guy going forward?
Like I said earlier, if you're hiring this consulting
firm, that's probably my biggest concern.
Like, that's what, like, you should have a football guy in there in all these meetings and all these conversations and all these scouting.
Well, like, I mean, the football guy is when there's a big change like this, the NFL steps in with like their commission to help.
Clearly, it worked so well last consult. Time. The NFL stepped
I'm just in. Saying they have consultants. It's not just the Lions. This is happening out right now with the Falcons, as well, and the Texans. Yeah. So these owners, like, there's some consultant that the NFL hires that with a lot of experience. And then
they get $1 million to pick Patricia. That was a. Yeah, great job, the consultant job.
That they need outside help.
They gave it to Bob Quinn. Bob Quinn hired Patricia. Yeah. So,
The Falcons are a great franchise. We're gonna be like, oh, thank God, the Falcons are doing it too. Like, I don't know, they suck.
Well, we won't know what the results of what we're talking about till next year down the road. Process just started.
I feel like these are conversations for another pod, really, or in greater detail than we can go over.
Yeah, right. And I would expect these hires to happen once the season is complete after the Super Bowl. I don't think you'd normally see we're not going to see anything in 2 weeks here. This will take a little bit of time, especially from the GM. And they're not going to hire a head coach without the GM first. So there's a little bit of waiting to do. But we'll see. And Darren Bevell, did we mention that he's the interim offensive head coach now? Do we have any thoughts on that?
Yeah.
Going to be interesting see the play calling with Patricia gone. See how much influence Patricia had on the play.
Yeah, watch them like go on a tangent. Yes. Like Stafford's getting 6 touchdowns every game, and like
that'd be awesome.
30 yards.
That would be awesome.
I just want to also note that this Ravens Steelers game looks like it's in serious doubt to be played. And if there's a game canceled, there's a very good chance that the playoffs gets extended to 8 teams. So the Lions still would have an outside shot at making the playoffs here. Because that'd make it a whole game less that they need to win now to get in, possibly. So just throwing it out there. Maybe there's games to be that have meaning still, and we can make the playoffs without Matt Patricia as coach.
There's always hope, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
And now that this is a really great chance for Corey Unland to prove himself as defensive coordinator. he's our quote-unquote defensive coordinator right now, but now he can be our real defensive coordinator. I don't know.
Right. No, I'm interested just to see Patricia's influence removed from this team and see what happens.
Yeah.
That'll be the biggest thing going to watch this season going forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I think we'll have a lot more to say on this going forward, a whole lot more for sure. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in here to Emergency Podcast. We've only had a few of these. We had the Golden Tate trade one. There's a couple others. I don't remember. But this is definitely one of the most important, if not the most important one we've done yet.
Hey, by the way, I just read an interesting Romeo Crennel quote. He says, there's two types of coaches in the league. Those who've been fired and those who will be fired. So.
Yeah, it's all that
deep.
Isn't that deep, though? Steelers head coach, Ravens head coach,
or the Saints head coach.
So we're just looking to see who the next coach we're going to have that we're going to be firing in 3 years.
You need to drink some more Kool-Aid.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, drink some Kool-Aid, you JT.
All right. Can't even enjoy the moment.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Twitter at Drinking Lions, Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, and stay tuned for more podcasts here as we get ready to wrap up this season and continue our conversation about the new Lions regime, whatever that may be. So thank you, everybody, for listening. For UJ, Connor, Bob, and Rud Dog, I'm Big Z. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go!
Down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.